We've been meeting ourselves during the week and we've been in consultation with Croke Park. There have been a small amount of tickets made available to us, which totals 500. So what we intend doing is putting that into a draw for the adult season ticket holders only. And that draw will be conducted by officials in Croke Park next Wednesday. And the winners will be notified via email. It's not an ideal situation, John. I do sincerely sympathise with the season ticket holders. They have been very, very good to us, both in a financial sense and in a supporter sense for many, many years. But we're just caught with the pandemic, with the reduction in tickets. This is the fairest option that we've come up with. As I said, it's not ideal. I hope people understand that we are making an effort to alleviate the problem slightly. But as I said, it's not ideal. We are doing our best. Unfortunately, there's not tickets to go around to everybody. Like, people need to understand that Mayo GAA don't get 20,000 tickets, which would be half of the allocation. We only get a portion of that, and we have to divide that out among the clubs and among the players and sponsors and that. You know, so look, we are trying our best. It's not ideal. I know everybody would love to be at the game, but unfortunately, they can't, and that's just the way it is.
Do you understand the anger of some season ticket holders who see that people who are in corporate or sponsor tickets, as you said there, may get to go to the final, who've never been to a Mayo match or any GA match for that matter, ahead of them?
I do, John, and I do understand fully the anger, and I've got quite a lot of emails and phone calls myself with people remonstrating with me, and that's fine. I can take that criticism, and it is justified in some cases. But people need to understand, like, for even in our own case for Mayo, we have corporate packages available. It does cost money to get our senior team to an All-Ireland final, and to alleviate those costs, so we won't be falling back on clubs. We have corporate packages available. I understand that, you know, people who have been supporting us via the season tickets thing for a number of years feel very much let down by us and that, but that is not the case, John. We are trying our best. We have a limited amount of tickets. We are, as I said, Croke Park have come on board with us and they will conduct the draw for 500 tickets on Wednesday. Look, it's not ideal. I'd love to be able to tell everybody that I have a ticket for them, but unfortunately, that is just not the case.
And this draw, it'll see 2,500 of these adult members of the Club Plus and Standard season ticket schemes missing out on a ticket to the All-Ireland Football Final. Were there any representations made to Croke Park? We know, obviously, that the cap is 40,000 in attendance, like, but as we've seen from the hurling final, there's plenty of available seats there if we wanted to socially distantly spread 2,500 tickets across the stadium.
Look, John, I'll just say Mayo were allocated 10,000 tickets and they were allocated 950 terrace tickets. That's what Mayo GAA got. And whoever is against us in the final, whether it be Kerry or Dunn, they will get the same amount of tickets. And when you add in the corporate seats and the premium seats in Croke Park, along with Croke Park's sponsors, that, and like every other GAA club in the country, will get an allocation of tickets. So when you add all that up, it doesn't long be adding up to 40,000. Like, as I said to you earlier, we don't get 20,000 tickets. You know, back in 2016 and 17, we got just over 12,500 tickets. You know, so we're not all that far away from the allocation that we've got previously. There were, in 16 and 17, there was 3,500 season tickets distributed from Croke Park. You know, so look, I do understand that there is a lot of anger out there. As I said, I wish I was able to wave a magic wand and give everybody a ticket, but unfortunately I can't do that. I think there are a lot of members of clubs who do go to club games every day of the week, if you like, and who follow me all over the country. They won't get tickets either. Like, there simply won't be tickets for everybody that is looking for a ticket. And we're trying to do our best to alleviate that problem. It's not because, as I say, I'm not going to make too many friends in the next week and a half or 2 weeks. But look, it's, you know, so be it. That's just the way it is. We're trying to be fair to everybody. I think, and I hope that the season ticket holders understand that what we're doing, we're doing it, you know, in the fairest way possible. And I just hope that the season ticket holders do understand that.
Yeah, well, a random draw probably is the fairest way to do it with the limited amount of tickets, and that'll be taking place next Wednesday.
Yes, John, it'll be taking place with officials in Croke Park. They'll be doing it via the season ticket database. It'll be restricted to adults only. You know, that's the fairest way that we could do it, and they will be notified via email. Look, I know there'll be elation in some houses. There's going to be 2,500 people very, very disappointed. But I would just hope that the season ticket holders do understand the predicament that we are in.